Now that the holidays are over, another season has arrived. 'Tis the time for children to put pen to paper and scratch out thank you letters under the watchful eye of their parents. In a recent piece for The Guardian, Peter Ormerod writes that it's time to do away with that tradition. Peter Ormerod joins me from his home in Leamington Spa, England. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Irene.
So first, give us your bit here. Why do you think parents should stop making their kids do this?
It's really because gratitude is so important to me. I don't, however, think that forcing children to write what are often quite formulaic letters, I don't think that that's necessarily the best way of helping children develop gratitude.
Peter, I'm a parent, and it's going to be obvious where I stand on this. I think formulas are bad, but I think it's good to make kids express gratitude.
I see where you're coming from. I think it's better to get kids to feel gratitude and experience gratitude rather than more first. And that can be expressed in a fun way and in a creative way, I think. So it could involve something like, you know, drawing pictures. It could involve taking photos. It could involve baking cakes. It could even write little songs for people. I've done that for a couple of people. Ways that feel much less like a chore.
Okay, so we agree that you should do something at least. Here's another argument, though, I'd make for the written note, and that's that, you know, my wife and I were talking about this. So much these days is electronic. This is maybe the last thing where kids are actually involved in writing things out by hand and sending them in the mail. There's something nice about that old school quality.
There is something nice about that. And of course, if the children really want to write letters and put their heart into them, that's fine. However, in my experience, and evidently in the experience of quite a few people who read my piece in The Guardian, that isn't how you feel when you're writing them.
So it sounds like you have some unpleasant memories about being compelled to write letters like this when you were a kid.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I don't really want to blame my parents because it isn't their fault. It was what they were brought up doing. But it was something sort of tacked on after Christmas or after birthdays. And it was always, oh, no, I've got to do that. I don't think that I really appreciated that people had taken the time to think of me and to buy something for me.
Yeah, but that note meant so much to Auntie Beryl.
Perhaps so, but other things might well have meant a lot to Auntie Beryl too. And actually, one of the fascinating things, reading the comments under my Guardian piece, the number of older people actually who say, you know, I've actually told my nieces and nephews and grandchildren not to send me thank you letters because I know that it's a bit of a slog to do them, and I take their appreciation and their gratitude for granted.
Before I let you go, I've got to ask you, do you have any kids of your own yet?
I'm afraid I haven't. No, I haven't. And perhaps I'd feel a bit differently. I can appreciate there may well be some parental peer pressure. So I hold up my hands if I turn out to be a massive hypocrite on this one.
Journalist Peter Ormerod contributes to The Guardian. Peter, it was great talking with you. You can leave now.
Thank you, Ryan.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. It was great talking with you.
Good talking with you as well, Ruth. Thank you very much.